Thank you for joining CCSI Got Tech, the fifth episode, Cloud Security Incident Response. Why me? I'm your guest host, Joe Goldberg, the Cloud Program Manager here at CCSI, trying to fill the giant shoes of Larry Biancalli. I'm here with Matt Pascucci, the Security Program Manager here at CCSI. This podcast will touch on the basics of cloud incident response and how it can benefit your organization. In order to avoid a major security issue in the cloud, CISOs must have an incident response plan. We'll try to keep this under 10 minutes. So Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Why is it critical to have a security incident response plan for your cloud resources? Doesn't my cloud provider take care of that for me?
Well, most CISOs receive a rude awakening when they encounter their first major security issue in the cloud. This could be from a critical vulnerability to something that's been compromised internally. But you know, having the ability to go out there and understand where you stand from a cloud and security standpoint is very important. So if a customer does not own the network, there might be ways to access details that are critical to investigating an incident. So the multi-tenant options of a cloud can become a challenge at times. So being able to pull the proper data, to get the forensic data that you need to come by during an incident might be a challenge at times, depending on your service deployment. So if you're in a public cloud, you might not be able to gather all the data that you're looking for. So being able to go out there and adjust and find the gaps that you need for an incident is going to be big.
So I guess I need to contact my cloud provider and ensure that my response to any incident is going to be coordinated with them.
Yeah, exactly. So the SLAs are going to be your guidance here. So depending on how you start with your cloud provider, your SLAs, your legal team, the cloud service provider, they're the ones who are going to really be helping you with this. So depending on if you're using a private cloud, if you're using a public cloud, that's going to change things just a little bit. It's going to be a joint effort. It's going to be your responsibility, but it's going to be the cloud provider and yourself trying to obtain a detailed explanation of what's happening and what triggers a cloud provider to go out there and start an incident. You know, how do you go back to your cloud provider, initiate a response back to them saying that there's something occurring? This is going to be between both of you guys. So understanding the proper contacts, the alerts that they might have, the alerts that you're getting from the cloud, who to contact, when to contact them. That's going to be part of your incident response plan.
So I suppose I would need to understand how they do their internal monitoring and what sort of security controls they have in place as well.
Yeah, so that just because you're in the cloud doesn't mean we stop doing any type of normal incident response techniques. So you still follow the NIST standards of preparation, detect and analysis, containment, eradication, recovery. Those steps are still going to occur. They just might change a little bit from being on-prem. So for an effective response on security issues related to cloud infrastructure, it's important to really understand what kind of monitoring security are in place already within the cloud and what you have currently, like we mentioned before. So understanding what tools are available, what the cloud provider has, the sources for conducting forensics in case there is an incident. If that incident involves sensitive information, it might turn into a legal and compliance issue. So having the appropriate tools in place can help with these forensics tracking, but you need to know before you get in the cloud provider where these gaps are going to lie. So doing a risk assessment beforehand, doing an understanding of where this cloud provider is, the service model, is it going to be an IIS, is it going to be a PaaS, is it going to be a SaaS solution, the responsibilities based off that, and really heavily just knowing where your data is being collected and being able to gather all that data and understanding from legal and your cloud provider on who's doing what.
So like everything else, they need to do internal assessment and put together a good plan.
Yeah, you're still going to have a plan. This doesn't change everything. So, the cloud does allow for a lot of automation. It does allow for a lot of flexibility. But at certain times, it does make things a little more difficult during the incident response planning process. So creating a recovery plan that defines whether to use an alternate provider is very important. Going out there and just understanding what responsibilities are. Because, as we said, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face, and then they have to go out there and understand, how to react towards things that they thought were already in place, and being to pivot and adjust based off your plan is going to be mandatory. So, but having a plan, having tabletop sessions done so you understand things, even scheduling them with your cloud service provider is helpful, so that this isn't the first time you're doing incident response. You're not breaking new ground if there is an incident. So having that muscle memory going forward is going to be helpful.
So as I put this plan together at a high level, what should I ensure that I have in there? What steps should I be taking?
Many incident response steps are similar, you know, like we just said with the NIST there, but you know, it's going to be a little bit difficult, a little bit different from a cloud and on-prem solution. So there might be additional steps you would want to take from the cloud service provider standpoint. You know, are things going to be a lot different, you know, if it's a SaaS versus IaaS. So if it's a SaaS incident, you're going to be you're relying heavily on the provider, whereas if it's an IaaS deployment, it's going to be a lot more on you. So knowing who's responsible and the architecture on how things are configured are the first places to start. You know, contacting your provider's incident response team immediately and being very aggressive with your communications. You know, this is your data, this is your customer's data. So if you see something, say something, go after them, try to get a better understanding of where they stand, what they can find. If the provider's team cannot be reached, do everything you can to segment those links, you know, contain the incident, as you said, using NIST standards. You know, you have to eradicate these things, but at the same time, you can use segmentation. That can be helpful. The cloud offers, you know, software-defined services that are very, very flexible. So you can quarantine particular incidents. You can segment particular incidents. You can, you know, pause VMs. You can just isolate and kind of quarantine certain things within the cloud that you might not be able to do on-prem. So understanding your relationship on how that works and things that are kind of rolling within your environment. Getting a better understanding of how network visibility in your environment within the cloud is handled. So you might lose a little bit of that, you know, because you, when you're on-prem and you have everything local, you can essentially do whatever you want. But you're in the cloud, you might be in a multi-tenant environment, and some of those logs might not be available to you. So, you know, you need to validate what logs you have, how you're getting them, where they are. And a lot of times that might be, you know, based off using more host-based approaches. If you can't get that east-west traffic and visibility, you might want to just start pulling things from the host themselves and maybe even, you know, collecting logs internally. But, you know, having that segmentation is going to be very big because you want to be able to contain those incidents within the cloud, but you also need to have the assistance from your cloud provider. So creating playbooks that, you know, kind of prescribe standard, you know, procedures for responding to incidents. Naturally, you can create a guideline for particular incidents, but you're not going to be able to cover everything. So getting those playbooks in place, getting those tabletops done, you know, validating what tools that the cloud service provider has in place. So they might have some automated tools already there that you can work with, and you know, that might be great for you. But at the same time, that automation might be detrimental because, you know, they're out there and there's certain logs that you need from a perspective of incident response, and some servers might be going up and down due to the flexibility and elasticity of the cloud. So that's something to keep aware of. You need to use those tabletops and understand, you know, those incidents. So if you did have an incident and it was on a web server and suddenly, you know, those web servers weren't there because there was no longer a need or thresholds or baselines were gone, you just need to understand how you would handle that and how you would get those logs and forensics, because law enforcement is going to start asking for that. But just being able to go out there, understand the automation, how it helps and how it hurts you in an incident response plan, and fostering awareness for both historical and real-time points of view. So, you know, if you can go out there and understand what happened during one incident, you should be, you know, basing that off your next incident, learning from it and having a post-mortem so that, you know, you don't make the same mistakes twice, or you understand how to do things better going forward. But, you know, analyzing these incidents, creating a database to help you with any types of problems you encounter going forward, helps with the education for other people that might be working these. So, you know, just being able to understand where your cloud provider sits, you know, and just doing good post-mortem afterwards and just filling the gaps that you have so you can continue doing incident response that you were on-prem within the cloud.
So it really comes down to people, process, and technology. You know, you have to have the right people both on your side and on the cloud provider side plugged in. You have to have a really strong plan in place before you actually get hit with an incident. And you have to make sure you have the tools to do logging, forensics, and monitoring ahead of time. So Matt, thank you so much for your time today. I hope everybody found this podcast interesting, talking about cloud incident response. If you'd like to learn more about CCSI and our cloud or security practices or any other services we offer, please visit our website at www.ccsinet.com and follow us on Twitter at CCSINet for more great technical articles. Stay tuned for our next CCSI Got Tech monthly technical podcast.